But first this hour, sexual assault on college campuses has been getting more and more attention as officials work on ways to prevent them and to help victims. But a series by the Associated Press finds sexual assaults are happening much younger in elementary and secondary schools. Some victims are as young as 5 or 6. Reese Dunklin is an investigative reporter at the AP and has been writing the Schoolhouse Sex Assault series. And Reese, what led you to this story?
Well, sexual assaults on college campuses had been in the public conversation for a couple years in a major way, and some folks here had wondered how early does sexual violence begin? Could it really be true that kids show up on college campuses and this behavior suddenly emerges, or were there signs that this had been happening earlier in their schooling? So that combined with us seeing a case or two happening in K through 12 led us to wonder, is there good data on this? How often does this happen? How early does it happen? So we just set out to try to answer some of those questions.
And the investigation found some 17,000 sexual assaults in elementary and secondary schools, but that's been described as just the tip of the iceberg. What do you mean by that?
Well, the number we found does not fully capture, first off, the scope of sexual assault at large, and that's because research and experts say victims are reluctant to come forward, and if they do, it may be years after the fact. So you have that. And the way we gathered our information, it was incident-based. And as we quickly discovered, there's no federal mandate for schools to track, collect, and share information on sexual violence happening on school grounds. So we had to go state by state, and certain states didn't keep any information. Some kept only certain subsets of the information, such as when a kid was actually expelled for something. And then some states kept any reports on campus. So it was just inconsistent from state to state what was kept. So in that sense, we didn't fully capture the full extent of the problem either. And that's why experts and people who research this for a living say it's the tip of the iceberg.
What did you find in Arizona, both in terms of the number of sexual assaults that had been reported, but also how well or not well the state keeps data on this?
Well, it took us a real long time to get information out of Arizona. When I first called, I was told that there had been turnover in the education departments, data departments, so the people who were there didn't know how to access and use the database that was meant to keep this information. So it took them many months to try to figure that out. And I think it was maybe 9 or 10 months later, they fulfilled my public information at request. And what I ended up getting was some incidents for sexual assault. And then what happened is Arizona, if the incidents were under a certain level, Arizona felt like that could somehow violate student privacy or give away the identity of the student, so it would mask the precise number. So the best we could tell you is that for the years Arizona made the information available, it's somewhere between 4 and 20 incidents total. And you compare that to places like California that had a more robust reporting system, you get higher numbers in California, but that's because people are reporting it. Even New Mexico had higher four-year figures, but that's, again, because they had a better system in place to bring out the reporting, get numbers, and share it.
As you say, there's been a lot of talk about what to do about sexual assaults on college campuses, and schools are trying to figure out ways to reduce those numbers and prevent those kinds of assaults. What can be done in grade schools and secondary schools? I mean, are we looking at the same kinds of preventative measures here, or is there something else that maybe needs to be done?
Somewhat. You know, colleges and universities are subject to the Clery Act, and that requires them to have programs for awareness and prevention on sexual assault, and they're supposed to try to reach new employees or new students to campus, make this information available, that they're supposed to take steps to offer alleged victims services to make sure they can keep up their education. They're supposed to keep alleged victims separate from the people they're accusing, so there's not further incidents. And the Education Department and the White House certainly encouraged K through 12 to take similar steps. It's just not mandated. And we're going to be looking at this in more detail in our final installment that comes out next week. We'll look at some schools that have tried to take novel approaches to combating sexual assault. We're also going to look at some efforts by students themselves that they tried to hold their schools accountable after incidents of sexual assault. And in some cases, they got results.
Reese Dunklin is an investigative reporter at the Associated Press. Reese, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot.